This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Gary Tilden. He is the CEO of Simlotis Corporation. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. Now, what they do is they manufacture and sell commercial products lined in the audio and video systems for major broadcasting studios, industries, and also smaller broadcast studios. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Everett. I really want to thank you for letting me utilize this podcast format to reach out to the public as well as our shareholders. You know, this has been a very keen part of my ability to discuss Simlotis, you know, and our progress.
You're welcome. I know you want to focus today on the podcast and the newest and MERS products being developed. And this may be better explained if you give our listeners some kind of a historical insight to the evolution of your commercial broadcast product line.
Right. Today I'm very interested in letting you guys know about our immersive product line, which is the Simlotis IBS, or what we call the Immersive Broadcast System, and our SyncPal product. You know, it's important that our listeners, and especially our shareholders, understand that the history of our company, why we went public, and the future of the broadcast industry. You know, although we are a small business, we serve the largest broadcast studios on the planet, Everett. We have left our footprint in thousands of studios, including most, if not all, the major studios. The company was originated about 18 years ago as being one of the leading manufacturers in the commercial broadcast audio and video equipment market. Over the past 18 years, you know, we've designed 55 different products and established customers such as CBS, you know, Fox, NBC, just to name a few. Over the past 5 years, the industry has really evolved into more of a digital internet era, and our sales have gradually declined on those 55 products. You know, nevertheless, there still are thousands of studios that continue to require those analog and high-definition products that we build. But, you know, let me emphasize, the industry really is changing. Even though sales are small right now, they are continuous as we complete the design of our SyncPal and our Simlotis IBS. Additionally, you know, we've made improvements to our marketing department, and we continually develop our website to assist our customers to gain knowledge about our product as well as our shareholders. SyncPal should be distributed in April, and our IBS product will go to distribution in about 2017 or January, February 2018.
Well, tell us about how your new immersive products will be needed in all the studios that currently use your older products.
Well, even though we still continue to receive small purchase orders from Fox, DirecTV, you know, and several of the larger customers, as well as some private customers through our distribution network, our products are also purchased for other applications such as security surveillance, underwater exploration, and oil and gas exploration. Basically, you might use our products anywhere where commercial cameras require a quality signal protection and management.
So is this the Fiber Group and Schilling Robotics use your equipment for?
Yes, yeah, those are definitely customers of ours, and we have a multi-tier application for our commercial audio and video products, which only enhances our potential and revenues.
So let me ask you this. Why is SyncPal needed, and how does it qualify as an immersive product?
Well, first off, I can describe SyncPal as follows. The SyncPal is designed to compensate for video and audio out-of-sync problems when the AES audio is embedded into the HD video channel. The SyncPal de-embeds the audio signal, delays it as necessary, and then re-embeds it back into the HD channel.
My guest today is Gary Tilden. He is the CEO of Simlotis Corporation. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ML. You know, this is great information, Gary, that you're giving me. So your solution to increase the revenues and updating your technology is through the designs of new digital UHD immersed products, such as your SyncPal?
Yes, Everett, we are introducing this UHD digital technology, and with our experience, management, and leadership, we'll launch these products later this year, and in turn, we'll enhance 15 of our older products.
So quickly here, just I'm kind of realizing the value of your stock right now, and before we get to the IBS, why are you guys on the OTC Pinks? I mean, you guys have been around for 18 years. Why are you guys still on the OTC Pinks?
Well, we are just recently gone public in March of last year. However, we do not plan on, you know, staying here much longer. And in the past 9 months, ending December 2016, we've secured $5 million in funding to complete and bring to market our newest products, while at the same time decreasing our liabilities by about $5.4 million. All the while, our shareholders have been we've kept them informed all along. You know, we've reduced the total operating expenditures by over $1 million, and we have strong tangible assets. We anticipate this will drive us to the New York Stock Exchange within the next 24 months or so.
Can we talk a little bit about your IBS product?
Yes, the IBS product is, you know, have you ever experienced an environment that transforms you as you walk through it? You know, this is considered an immersive application in the virtual reality technology. You know, this is the future, whether we want it or not. You know, it's here, and it'll transform everything as we know it today. Simulatus, it's an emerging company focused really on becoming the leader in the $150 billion augmented and virtual reality device industry. And we are developing new augmented, which is AR, and virtual, which is VR products for our commercial broadcast customers on a Google and Apple platform. You know, our product will consist of a goggle that's designed for studio management engineers so that they can have a virtual image of their entire studio with all the equipment. The equipment will be operated via the goggle. It's just very exciting. So we really like what we see here.
Gary, I understand you guys have a lot of great technology products there, and the SyncPal is probably going to be your ticket to paradise. But how does this enhance the existing studio?
Well, Everett, you know, it makes it safer, much faster, and way more accessible for the engineers. It'll save money for the studio, and it'll create a smaller studio footprint, which will allow access to more studio customers. And our IBS system will have a commercial application as well as a consumer application. And if we are going through the expense in developing this product for commercial users, we want to allow the consumers access to an app that will allow them to build their own studio and provide their own private programming using their smartphone camera and video recordings. Now, we think this is exciting and fun for our users, and Simulatus anticipates about a $1 billion revenue stream through this product.
Did you say be like in billion?
Yeah, 1 billion. We can see some really big potential out here for this product.
Would this be some kind of a acquisition play with a larger company? I mean, that's a lot of revenues.
Well, it'll be up to our shareholders to decide this, but it is a nice problem to have on your plate.
Absolutely. Our guest today has been Gary Tilden. Their stock price is at 0007, 0008. I think it's very undervalued. Their market cap is about $500,000 for a technology company that has some thriving technology that's soon to hit the marketplace. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. Gary, I wish you nothing but success. I want to check back with you probably in about 40 or 50 days and see how things are going.
Everett, again, I want to thank you for allowing me to come back and talk on your podcast here, and I look forward to keeping our public informed in the months to come, and thank you again.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.